Welcome to The Wanderlusters Mind. I'm your host, Abby Lutis. Come on an adventure with me as we wander into the minds of Globetrotters. They'll share their travel stories, navigating their return home, and stepping into their inspired, adventurous life. Now, let's go to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back into the Wanderlusters Mind podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. It really means so much to have your listenership and your support coming in to listen to the podcast every single week. I am sitting here in my little space in Mount Beauty and looking out. We are in a very cold few winter weeks here and the clouds are rolling in and there's a little bit of sunshine streaming in, but it's really nice to be grounded in my beautiful space here. We are still in lockdown and finding it a little bit challenging to not be able to go out as much and see my friends and travel, and I know many people are experiencing this as well. So I am jumping in here to close out season 3 of the Wanderlusters Mind podcast. I have really enjoyed this season. The theme I took on was looking into people's adventures and really pulling out one lesson that they had learned that really relates into, you know, their mindset or what it was that had shifted for them. So it started out with the incredible chat that I had with Ben Hergott, who talked about his surfing adventures to remote locations and travels around the world. It really was like an inspirational way to start this season. And his main theme that he talked about was that everything is easy once a decision is made. And it's so true. I feel like so often we can get stuck in indecision. And the hardest part is actually making the decision. And so what Ben really learned from going on, and I guess is still learning because he loves planning these adventures, is just making that decision and going for it. You don't know what is going to unfold and what is going to come of the adventures and travels that you go on, but you just have to step into it. It was also really great to talk to my friend Michael Whips, and he told us the story about how he blindly left on his journey to travel through Japan. And what he learned was the lesson of accepting and just accepting things as they are, and they might not be as you want them to be. And this is such a powerful lesson that we can get from travel because we are exposed to so many of the different cultures and we start to broaden our minds and to learn all the different ways of looking at the world and accept the different ways of living and being and how we are. I really loved my chat with Hannah Ivanovskis because she really brought some beautiful energy into this conversation. She really talked about what it was like to come back into the present moment. It was fun to hear her stories of travels and her move from the UK out to Australia and now really settling in here in Australia and making this her home without thinking in the back of her mind that she might head back to the UK. I also really loved my episode with Julian Spence. It was episode 100, and this was a little bit of a different take on the Wanderlusters Mind podcast. He talked about his marathon journey and how that has taken him on so many running adventures and travels all over the world, but what lessons he really gained from doing all of this running all over the world and perhaps even the, you know, the learnings from the discipline that it takes to be training for such a high level event in getting to the Olympics, hopefully next year, Julian, was this idea of choosing patience and trusting over instant gratification. So I really enjoyed hearing his story. He's such a grounded person and it was great. He's someone that I have known from my childhood. So it was really great to hear how he had been on this journey and is still on this journey. And, you know, that idea of just trusting that what is unfolding is exactly right for you. It was so great to chat with Caitlin. We talked about her deep nature connection. She shared her stories on the Larapinta Trail and how, yeah, she really had a terrible accident that happened to her whilst she was at work up in tropical North Queensland, and how getting back into nature was something that really helped her connect in, and how nature really taught her that, you know, she could have this deep connection and she could heal herself. And all the other stories that my beautiful guests on this season's podcast have brought has just really, I've really enjoyed spending time getting to know them and hearing what it was that they have been learning throughout their travels and adventures. And so as we close out season three, I would again just like to thank all my beautiful guests. I would like to thank you, the listeners. It really means so much that you tune into the podcast and listen to the guests and their stories. And I really hope that you can take the beautiful lessons from their stories as well. So you may have heard me talk about some of the things that I've been working on. I have been doing a lot of studies in astrology. I am really diving into the energies of the moon and the planet alignments, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. So I am going to be exploring a little bit more in this space, and we will see what happens with the Wanderlust is Mine podcast. So that's it for season three. Thank you so much again. And until next time, may you find somewhere beautiful to wander. Thank you for listening to The Wanderlust is Mine. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes and share it with someone who you think would love it. All links and show notes can be found at thewanderlustismind.com. And until next week, may you find somewhere beautiful to wander.